Randy joins us now. What about the Swiss passenger?
Well, we know a little bit more. We know from the cruise company that he disembarked early on April 24th in St. Helena. But what we don't know, Anderson, is when and how he got back to Switzerland. We don't know how many countries he traveled through or how many people he came into close contact with.
He was on.
Right. We just have no idea. So that's certainly those are certainly some questions that need to be answered. And also tonight, Anderson, we're learning that the Georgia Department of Health is now monitoring two people from Georgia who were on that ship who also disembarked early on. They say that they are in good health, they're showing no signs of infection, and they're following all of the CDC mm-hmm. recommendations. Now, of course, the World Health Organization is saying this is not the next COVID. They're warning against that. But it's important to note that the virus can stay dormant in someone's system for up to 8 weeks before showing any symptoms. So these people are going to get off this ship in the Canary Islands. We don't know of any plan to quarantine others except for the people from Spain who are mm-hmm. going to the hospital in Madrid to quarantine. So we need to know what's going to happen and where these people are going to go.
Randy Kaye, thank you. Sure. Very scary.